G'day, I'm Eck, and welcome to episode 484 of EckPod. Starting the trip and starting the episode in New York City with the plan to head down to Miami. 70,000 tons of metal just around the corner, baby. As you may or may not be able to tell, I'm now at JFK, Terminal 4, waiting for my ACMI flight. Oh, there's a Singapore Airways A380 and an Emirates A380. I'm at JFK Terminal 4 for my ACMI flight to Miami via Atlanta. The check-in agent, she says, what plane are you, where are you going? And I said, I'm going to Miami. What time are you leaving? 6 p.m. Oh, I don't have a 6 p.m. to Miami. It's going via Atlanta. Oh, right, okay. I've got you there. And so when I went through TSA, through the security, the guy wanted to pat down the back of my head for some reason. He gave me very quick pats to the head. I passed that and I got through. It always seems to come up where my glasses are, so maybe he misunderstood the front of my head, the back of my head. I don't know, but it was rather strange. But I got through. I'm on my way to the ACMI lounge. Looks like it's going to be a fair walk back. Looks like it's going to be a fair walk back, but not to worry. I can do some more plane spotting on the way back. I have about an hour and 20 minutes before boarding commences, so that is good. The shuttle took about 80 minutes to get out from the hotel. It was, about 80 minutes in the shuttle. Didn't have to change shuttles this time. And as you may have heard earlier, the shuttle was full of Australians. A couple of Australian couples and their children from Melbourne. And we had a good old chat. It was rather cool. After a nice visit to the Acme Lounge, oh, that has got to be the best lounge I've been in America. JFK Terminal 4, Concourse B. I'm off for the longish walk to my gate. Just went into a newsagent and I just purchased a book that I am sure Captain Jeff was talking about on the airline pilot guy called Cockpit Confidential. If it's not, it'll be an interesting book to read. I'm not sure when I'm going to read it. I know, maybe I can read it on the plane. That'll be an interesting way of doing it. So I'm on my way from Terminal B, from Concourse B, and I have to go to Concourse C. So it's a fair walk. Gate C61. My plane was supposed to board at 20 past 5. It's now boarding at 5:30. I was advised that I should leave the lounge at 5 o'clock. I've left slightly before that because I know that I can get sidetracked. But the sun is going down, so there might be less chance of being sidetracked. While I was in the lounge and checking out all the different zones, I was also watching planes get de-iced from a distance, which is something that I don't have much experience in. But if you can get to a level with your airline or your alliance of choice that you can get access to the lounges, that's definitely a lot better way to go. And apart from that, things like priority boarding, priority security, priority check-in, priority baggage, all of those sort of things, they can really add up over time. I could spend so much time here. Definitely allowing myself more time in New York, and I'm definitely allowing myself more time at the airport. Okay, I've just seen the screen, it's been pushed back 10 more minutes. So departure time now looks like 6:20. Departure time for Atlanta 6:20 instead of 6 o'clock by the looks of that screen that I just saw. So my layover in Miami at the moment is something like 58 minutes. That's now been reduced by 20 minutes. We'll see how we go. But the my bags and everything have been ticketed through to Miami. I have my boarding pass for Miami. So we will see what happens. I presume, and I'll find out and I'll let you know, that it's a case of the plane has been delayed because it's been late from somewhere else. That is one disadvantage of travelling in the afternoon, that if it's been a bad day or there's lots of delays, these things can snowball. And so I've got my flight at 6 p.m. I don't know if there's any more ACME flights to Miami after 6 p.m. if something happens to the 6 p.m. After all, I am getting into Miami as it is just before midnight. So we will see how we go. One thing that you have to wonder about these, I call them travel aiders, we call them travel aiders in Australia, you might call them people movers here in America, or you might even call it a vertical escalator, I'm not sure. If you're going to walk on it, and it's at the same grade as what the floor is, why walk on it? Okay, so we've just had confirmed that the air train's still out. I dare say that won't be starting until at least tomorrow now. Where are we? Miami. 5:21, that's boarding. I need Atlanta. 6 p.m. new time, 6:20. On the right hand side of it, you can see the Panda Express. Oh, that's not good. Louisville, Kentucky, scheduled at 1 p.m. Now out at 6:15 p.m. Ouch.
Your
attention, please. This is the final call for Delta Airlines. Flight 4, AC, with service to Malpensa. Immediate boarding at gate B-25. That's not good. It's about a 4 or 5 hour delay. 20 minutes isn't looking so bad all of a sudden. I'm going to Atlanta. Thank you. Oh, that's cold. I'm now on a shuttle bus. We're going to the gate.
Terminal 2.
Terminal 2, yeah. Gate C61. No worries. We've just gone airside from Terminal 4, now heading to Terminal 2. So I'm going to have to pass through security again. We're now at the gate. Okay, the flight arriving is coming from Orlando, Florida, and that will form our service to Atlanta. It's not at the gate yet. Okay, I've got about an hour before the flight leaves. It's 5:08 now. Flight 2444 from Orlando is due in at 5:39 and will be departing at 6:20. They did say there's another Sky Cob over here. They did say there was another Sky Cob over here, so let's go and have a look for it. There's a lot of construction going on here at JFK. But this is what I like to see. There's lots of shops, lots of food here for people that are travelling, which is good. So we'll head back to the lounge here now that the flight's been delayed a little bit longer, because if it gets delayed more, I'm in a really comfortable spot. Good, thank you. How are you? That's one of them. Yeah, righty. No worries. I know that flight's already delayed 20 minutes.
Yeah, 20 minutes delay.
How's that going to affect the connection in Atlanta, because I'm heading to Miami?
What time is your connection?
As a
5?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Because right now, let's see, what's your arrival time now? 4:05. Arrival time is 8:57.
Okay, so there's time.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Excellent, thank you. Passenger Irk, please proceed to gate C61. Your aircraft is awaiting your immediate arrival. Now, where have I done this before? The advantage of priority. There was a whole heap of people waiting to board. Status, priority line, straight in.
Thank you.
You're in there? No worries. Just give me a second, I'll jump out. There we go. Well, I certainly need that calming influence of that water. Dateline Atlanta, Georgia. That's right, I said Atlanta, Georgia, Saturday the 26th of January 2014. I should be on a plane heading to Miami right about now. My bags are heading to Miami, but I'm not. The plane was delayed at JFK. We ended up taking off 90 minutes late. They opened the doors 3 times to allow passengers to board. They actually took a passenger's luggage off to go into the hold because it was too big for the overhead lockers. And they had an auxiliary power unit fail. And then as they were pushing the plane back from the gate, we probably moved a foot, if that. And the tow bar or a mechanism inside the tow bar broke, so we had to wait for a replacement tow bar to arrive. And then of course by that stage we'd lost our slot. We knew that we were going to be 10 to 20 minutes late anyway because the plane had arrived late from Orlando, but the plane took off 90 minutes late. We made up some time in the air, but not enough. I was due to depart Miami at 9:45 p.m. Our first estimated time of arrival was at 9:40, which would have only given me 5 minutes. We actually arrived at 9:27. However, by the time we taxied and got to the gate, well, the Miami flight had pretty much closed by that stage, I guess. The onboard staff from ACME, they did all they could. I've been given a free night's accommodation here at the Sheraton Gateway, near Atlanta Airport. I've got my flight rebooked to fly to Miami in the morning. The cabin crew did ask passengers who didn't have connections to wait in their seat. However, they decided not to, and then they just, pardon the French here, they just decided to fuck around, you know, take their time getting their bags out of the overhead. You know, no concern about anybody who had connections. I got to the gate and the screen said final boarding, and so I thought, oh well, where's the person who should be at the gate? I went to another gate and they said the flight has closed. The plane was still at the gate. I went to customer service, and then to top things off, my bag is on its way to Miami now, but I'm not. They transferred my bag, and I said to the lady, hang on a minute, if I'm not on the flight, don't you have to take my bag off? And she says, no, that only applies internationally. Domestically, the bag can go without you, which I sincerely doubt. I'm here at the Sheraton at the moment. There's probably 20 people waiting to check in. Similar people had similar stories and worse stories than mine, but I am, pardon the French, fucking ropeable, mostly with the people who just decided to disobey the instructions and just stand up, because one day karma will come back and bite them on the ass, and they will be wanting to get their connection, and then people in front of them will, or behind them, will have a suki lala. And I'll admit, I had a suki lala on the plane. I had a massive suki lala on the plane, because these people just taking their fucking time. And some guy's like, oh, calm down, man, what's the hurry? I've got a fucking plane to catch, that's what's my hurry. And now I'm overnighting at Atlanta. That's totally fucked up my plans. My luggage is heading to Miami. My sleep apnea machine is inside the luggage. And so now I've got to collect that from Miami in the morning. And, you know, I can tell I'm not going to get much sleep. Do Acme care about that? It's not mainly Acme's fault, although of course some things did contribute it to it. They could have reopened the gate, but needless to say, and it's probably the worst audio bill I've ever done in terms of language, I'm fucking ropeable. Well, interweb, it is officially the 27th of January, but because I haven't been asleep yet, I'm still counting. This is day 26. I'm in my hotel room in the Sheraton at, I was going to say at Miami. That's just rubbing in top injury. In Atlanta. This room is massive. There's two massive beds. I wouldn't be surprised if they were king size. Most comfortable bed of the trip. There's like 8 pillows between the two beds. There's only me here, which I'm disappointed about. And there's 8 pillows, so no time really to enjoy it. I have to be awake in about 4.5 hours. Gonna try and get some sleep without the sleepwalker 5000, see how I go. But thanks, Soshi, for calming me down. Yeah, I haven't lost the plot like that for a while, but yeah. Those passengers in it on the plane really pissed me off. You know, I hope they're satisfied with themselves for blocking people who could have possibly got connections. Hopefully the next time they need a connection, someone will do exactly the same to them. I'm going to enjoy what little sleep I can get the shuttle, and then head to Miami and 70,000 tons of metal. Good night, interweb. Thanks for listening. And hopefully things will go smooth in the morning. If things do go smooth in the morning and the flight that I'm booked on goes okay and there's no dramas, I'll make 70,000 tons of metal, no dramas. I need to be boarded, I reckon, by about 3 p.m. Shouldn't be a drama. I should have just stayed in New York. But I'll give you advanced warning. If for some reason things fuck up like they did today, and I don't get on 70,000 tons of metal, I don't think that will happen. But if they do, you won't want to be around me. Just saying.
Anywho, good night into web. Thanks, Soshi. Really needed that friendly ear tonight. And I'll be hopefully somewhat awake tomorrow. But at least I've got an awesome hotel room. I might not have said this before, but I've called the hotel in Miami. I've called the company where I've booked it from, and they have agreed to a full refund, so I'm not going to be out of pocket. I'll get the refund in about 7 to 10 business days, which is better than nothing, I suppose. And Acme, you've come through with a really awesome room. Just too bad it had to be under these circumstances. Good night, Interweb. Thanks.